Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
4, 3, 2, 1. It's time for the Friendship Show. Join the conversation. Every week brings a full hour of real issues, stimulating discussion, and the chance to visit with old and new friends. Sponsored by Friendship Shelter, reaching out to rebuild lives for over 26 years, right here in Laguna Beach, California.
Welcome back. This is the Friendship Show, right here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I'm so happy this morning to have two women from an organization that I really admire. It's called Western Youth Services. Joining me in the studio this morning is Dania Lizalde. Good morning, Dania.
Good morning.
Did I get the name right?
Yes, you did.
All right, good. I was practicing for a long time. And Amy Chi is here as well. Good morning.
Hi, Mark. Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting us.
I would imagine that you guys have to get up pretty early during the week. And so do you usually sleep in on Saturday mornings or are you usually up this time of day?
You know, it depends. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. With our program, you know, we try and be open with all our times. So sometimes it does require for me to be up at 6 in the morning on a Saturday.
I was going
to
say, we'll talk about that a little bit later. Yeah. Because your title at Western Youth Services is Lead Outreach and Engagement Specialist. Yeah. So to me, that's code for you work 24/7.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it has its demands, but, you know, well worth it.
All right. And Amy, you're the volunteer coordinator there.
That's correct.
So I would imagine what any event, anything that's going on, you have to be there to make sure it starts okay, right?
Yeah, so definitely have to have a flexible schedule.
A flexible schedule, right? That's when they yeah. hire you and they say, would you be available sometimes for days and or evenings and weekends, right?
Yeah. But like Dania said, it's totally worth it. They're really fun events and you get to work with amazing people. So,
all right. Western Youth Services, for people who have not heard of the organization, can you just briefly tell us what is Western Youth Services?
Absolutely. Western Youth Services is the leading expert in mental health and wellness solutions in Orange County for more than 40 years.
Come on, say that again.
Western Youth Services is the leading expert in mental health and wellness solutions in Orange County for more than 40 years. And our mission statement is advancing awareness, cultivating success, and strengthening communities through integrated mental health services.
So you guys have been around for 40 years?
Over 40 years. We started in 1972, actually.
Now, really?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we started in the basement of a church in Fullerton, and it was called the Teenage Resource Center back then.
Really?
Yes, and we provided, you know, additional counseling services for local youth and families.
I would just say, you know, I work for an organization that was founded by a church, and I don't know, maybe it's the same for you. I mean, we're no longer, you know, specifically affiliated with, you know, a specific church or a religion or any of those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. But of course, we receive a lot of support from all kinds of churches. I would just say, shout out to the churches, because when you look at so many of these now professional nonprofit organizations in our community, so many of them started as an outreach from somebody's church. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct.
Definitely.
You guys work a lot with churches?
We do work with churches. Yeah. We work with volunteers from all walks of life, from all backgrounds and fields. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, they're really the backbone of the agency. We could not do the services that we provide on a daily basis without the help of volunteers. They're crucial and an integral part of Western Youth Services.
And churches are great for that, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Definitely. When you say, I love it when you say you're dedicated to health and wellness. To you guys, what's the difference between health and wellness? Is there?
There is, definitely there is. You know, sometimes people go, you know, the whole stigma with mental health is like, I'm not crazy, right? But I mean, we all get checked up at the doctors once a year. So it's just, you know, your body versus your mind. So that's kind of how I see the difference between that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you think wellness is sort of more an all-encompassing sort of term that involves like sort of your emotional health and wellness and spiritual health and wellness and all those sorts of things?
Yes.
I always ask this of anyone who works in the mental health field. Is there a mental health crisis in America?
Definitely. Yeah.
Why do you say that? Everyone does, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, well, because the thing is, you know, at some point of our lives, we all go through some kind of emotional, you know, phase, whether it's like positive, super, you know, high excitement or a low, you know, where you're depressed or sad because, you know, you maybe lost a loved one. So I think everyone eventually, you know, it is a part of that. So, and it's just because, you know, some of us will seek the help, others won't. And that's where the crisis comes, is that those who are scared to seek the help.
And is it because we're still sort of afraid to talk about those kinds of things openly and publicly with each other?
I would say, yeah, definitely. Hmm. Yeah, I think there's a lot of fear behind that still, unfortunately.
I would just say I'm a little emotional this morning. I'm gonna do a quick internal audit right now, as a matter of fact. Try to settle myself down a little bit. You're called Western Youth Services, but do you only work with youth, primarily work with youth? What's the age group that you deal with?
Yes, we do primarily work with youth and families in Orange County, but, you know, we have programs that work with everyone, regardless of their age, particularly outreach and engagement, which Danya is working in. So they work with anyone. So as long as you're an Orange County resident, you can access our services.
Really?
Yes. Definitely. Yeah. And if for some reason you happen to land our number and you're in LA somewhere, you know, we try our best not to leave the person hanging and at least get them connected to some sort of help that is in their area.
Right. Absolutely. Right. If someone picks up the phone and reaches out for help, it's like, if you can't help them, you know, mm-hmm. you're going to find someone, right?
Definitely.
You would never hang up on that.
Yeah.
Are you located somewhere? Do you have a building?
Yeah, so we have a corporate office in Lucanna Hills, but we provide a wide range of mental health services for children and families, and we offer them at multiple locations throughout Orange County.
You do?
Yes, we do. And just
settle down. Let's go back. you have a corporate office. That sounds fancy to me, corporate office in Lucanna Hills. How big is your corporate office?
It's fairly big.
It's fairly big, actually.
We have like 30-plus employees there, I would say.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, so we have everyone from finance. We have the finance team there, payroll, admin.
HR.
I'm their HR, volunteer coordinator, marketing. Our CEO's there.
And that doesn't include the people who might be out on satellite locations?
Exactly.
You have 30-some people there. Nice place?
Yeah, it's wonderful. So we're located all throughout Orange County, and so we have outpatient clinics. And they're located in Anaheim, Santa Ana, Fountain Valley, and Mission Viejo. And those clinics provide services such as case management, therapy, and evidence-based practices for Medi-Cal eligible children and families.
Wow.
Yeah, and we also have...
Let's back up there, because that's really interesting to me. You provide services for Medi-Cal qualified patients, which means you take Medi-Cal.
That's correct.
Which means you're swamped.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. How did you know? The clinics are very swamped. Yeah.
And how many of those clinics do you have?
We have 4 of them.
There's 4 of them. And is that a walk-in clinic? Do you call and get an appointment? How does that work?
They are. They're outpatient clinics, so you'd have to call, schedule an appointment, and then within a couple of weeks, they'll let you know which clinician you'll be meeting and schedule an appointment for you.
Really? Because so from the minute I call to the time that I actually see a clinician, it'll be a couple of weeks?
Just depending on the availability of a therapist. And also, Medi-Cal has its rules. So if you are, if you meet the requirements for Medi-Cal, then yes, then, you know, they'll assign you a therapist. I'm not too familiar with those requirements, but they do a great job, the intake team, of letting you know what they are and everything. So, and again, same thing, you know, if for some reason you don't qualify, they don't leave you, again, they won't leave you hanging. They'll give you different resources of where you would be able to receive the services.
Right. So if I call, because this is kind of important too, if I call and I say I'd like to see a therapist, or I'd like my child to see a therapist or someone in my family, and then the first question is going to be, do you have Medi-Cal, right?
Yeah.
And if I say, no, I don't have Medi-Cal, then do you sign people up for Medi-Cal?
You know, that's a good question. The clinic itself won't. I believe they are not too sure, but I know that our program with Outreach and Engagement, which is also Western Youth Services, that's kind of where we play, you know, to take a role in saying that, you know, we can help them, you know, get signed up. We can help them go through the motions. So the intake, you know, coordinators from the clinics can possibly at that point connect you to us.
Connect them, find someone and say, oh, well, let's find out if you qualify for Medi-Cal. And if you do, let's get you signed up. I would just say, you know, I work with a few people who their primary insurance is Medi-Cal, and it's pretty good insurance, frankly.
Yeah, no, definitely it is. I mean, you know, and especially that, you know, they're able to cover this component of your health. It's amazing.
All right. Why would someone contact one of your outpatient clinics? What might some of my concerns or issues be if I'm coming to you?
Various, you know, just the ones that, you know, of course, that are known out there is like, you know, if you depression, anxiety, or maybe, you know, you have a child that you're not too sure that you've noticed changes in. You don't know if possibly they may have some kind of condition going on, you know, to be assessed. Different things, you know, just definitely if you have a mental health concern for yourself or for your child, then definitely that'd be appropriate.
Who would I be seen by?
It's all our different therapists. It's, you know, it just depends which clinic you go to and then who they assign you.
But I would be, am I seeing a psychologist? Am I seeing a marriage family therapist?
So our therapists are LMFTs or LMSWs. So that's a licensed marriage and family therapist or a licensed social worker.
and if I work a lot with mental health, so I find this all very interesting. I hope other people do too. But so if I come in and I'm going to meet with a clinician and we're going to do an assessment, and then if they feel like perhaps there's something physiological happening with me, will you connect me to a psychiatrist?
Absolutely. Our clinics, there's psychiatrists at each location. So if you know you need a medication, there's psychiatrists who can prescribe.
Really?
That. Yes.
Wow. And how do you treat the family? So if I bring my child in and say, you know, there seems to be something going on here, and then I don't know. You probably know more about this than I do, obviously. But you know, if it's not like a physiological sort of thing, you know, or I don't know, how do they say that? You know, it's like it's not an Axis One diagnosis, but there's, you know, some sort of relational, emotional sort of thing going on. And then how do you engage the entire family in that? Because it does take the entire family, yeah?
It does. It's definitely a team effort. And, you know, in situations like that, just for example, again, that's where our different programs collaborate. And in the Mission Viejo office, if, for example, they see that they have that need where mom needs a little additional coaching on how to work with their child that has ADHD or something like that, that's where we come into play. We can go into the home. Outreach and Engagement can go into the home and work with mom and how to redirect, you know, her child's behavior, and then how to work with the child to kind of help them, you know, put their energy elsewhere, you know, in different things. So it's a great way how the different programs collaborate. And then in Anaheim, we have Jumpstart for Kids. And Jumpstart for Kids is, you know, a school-based program that also does very similar work. You know, they're not able to go into the home necessarily, but they can bring mom in to the school and kind of have a session with mom and the child to kind of work with them together.
So you're in schools as well?
Yes, in the Anaheim School District, yeah.
So some child is having trouble in class or whatever, and so they might direct that child to you. And then you try to bring mom or dad or both into that picture and say, let's see what we can do to make this a better experience.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. And those are our behavioral health aides that are located on the campuses at Anaheim right now.
Do you get a lot of, I don't know what the right word is. Do you get a lot of resistance? Especially like I'm saying, like, you know, if someone else points out to you that there's a problem with your family, you know, sometimes your first reaction is to, why are you all up in my business, and I'll handle it. Don't worry.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, there is, it's just, you know, luckily, you know, the therapists that we're trained by, they do a great job at helping us how to really redirect the conversation and how to put it in nicely. You know, we're not going to tell you, hey, your child has a problem. You have a problem. You know, we're going to try our best to give it in the nicest way possible and saying that, you know, we're here to help you. We're here to help you. And, you know, if you would like to, you know, get these tools from us, we would gladly assist you.
Do you have a sense of how many families you see in, like, say, a year? You
must. A lot.
Any corporate office must have.
A lot. I know. I don't know. I mean, it'd be lots.
Lots?
So many.
A lot.
Hundreds?
Yeah, well, definitely. Well over
hundreds. And hundreds.
Hundreds and hundreds.
And then how long does a family stay with you typically?
So it depends. So, you know, with the clinics, you know, I've heard of some therapists that have had some clients for maybe 6 months. Others have had clients for a year. I think it just really depends on their wellness plans. And then for an outreach and engagement, it's the same thing. We have case management, which is kind of similar. It's not therapy. It's non-clinical. It's more like a, I guess you can say, a life coach or a mentor. That one depends. Like, I've had cases where I've only seen them for 3 months, and I've had some that I had for well over a year. So it just really depends on the individual and how we see them progressing.
And again, isn't this, you know, more like, you know, treating mental health the way that we treat any other kind of health, right?
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, something gets broken or something gets sprained or mm-hmm. something gets twisted, and then you go to the people who can help you with that. And it might just be a one-time visit, right?
Exactly.
Where you just need a little checkup and get a little mm-hmm. advice and some direction, and you can handle it on your own. Sometimes you need to go back for some physical therapy, right?
Definitely.
To kind of build those muscles yes. so that they're mm-hmm. stronger. And then sometimes you have to see a doctor and spend some time away because you mm-hmm. have a serious injury that needs time to heal.
Yeah, definitely. That's very well put. I love it.
do you see a lot of that? Do you work in a hospital setting at all?
No, but we actually are hoping to get there soon with one of our partners in the outreach and engagement program is Mission Hospital. So we are hoping to, you know, slowly but surely integrate our programs together and be in their hospitals.
So you would be providing mental health services directly in the hospital?
In some of their clinics, yeah.
Wow, so in clinics.
Yeah.
Like they have like family resource centers, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, like they have their family resource centers. They also have like an adolescent outpatient program. You know, different programs that we're looking to really try our best to collaborate in with them. But, you know, with time, this partnership is fairly new. So we're, you know, sooner than later.
But I would imagine mm-hmm. right, people coming out of a hospital, they can't refer enough of those people to you, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because if you even if you are overnight in the hospital or presented in an emergency room, there has to be some follow up done, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just in this because I have this conversation with people all the time. You know, it's hospitals are under a tremendous amount of pressure. I feel because whatever the situation is, someone comes into the hospital, and the hospital is obligated ethically, morally, mm-hmm. to take care of that person and to give them whatever treatment they need. However, the hospital is the most expensive place to do that. And not every condition requires everything that a hospital, you know, has to support in order to deliver services.
Mm-hmm.
And so the quicker that they can, you know, make an assessment, do the triage, and then get those people to a place like you, right. where you can provide all of the services that the hospital is going to provide, or many of those services, with 1/10 of the overhead. Right?
Yeah, definitely.
You can deliver those services a lot cheaper mm-hmm. than a hospital can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. That's my rant about hospitals. Okay, you seem like smart women.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you hear that a lot?
Yeah, I'm going to say yes, yes.
You can say no.
I'm going to say yes all the time.
All right. How about if we do this? Can we take a quick music break and when we get back, I want to learn more about the two of you and how you became to be a part of Western Youth Services.
Sounds
yes,
great. Sounds yeah. Great.
All right. We've been talking with Dania Lizaldi and Amy Chi. They're part of Western Youth Services here in Orange County. This is the Friendship Show. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back after this. Welcome back to the Friendship Show here on Cakes 93.5. We've been talking with Dania Lizaldi, Amy Chi. They both work for Western Youth Services. Amy, you said it so succinctly, tell us again really quick what you do.
We provide integrated mental health services for children, youth, and families in Orange County.
Come on.
So good at that.
That's a good thing to do. That's a good thing to do. You guys, before the break, I was saying, you guys seem like very smart women. You also seem young to me. Now, I mean, I have to say, lots of people seem young to me these days. How did you come to Western Youth Services?
So I was fresh out of college, and like most recent college graduates, I didn't really know exactly what I wanted to do in life. I didn't know what kind of job opportunities were out there and what was right for me. However, I did know that I wanted to do something meaningful and that I wanted to gain work experience at a location where I would eventually figure out exactly what I wanted to do career-wise.
All right, now let's face it. You haven't been out of college for more than 2 years.
Actually, longer than that.
You have?
Yeah, I graduated in 2012.
You did?
I did. I know, I don't look.
This is what I'm saying. You know, and everyone looks 15 to me.
Yeah.
Where did you go to school?
I went to Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, did you really?
I did.
You are a smart girl,
oh,
then.
Thank you.
You graduated with a high GPA, didn't you?
Decent, fairly high.
Fairly high? Fairly high?
Decently high.
Higher than 3.
Humble brag.
Higher than 3.
Yes.
Higher than 3.5?
A little higher than that.
Oh, really?
I did.
All right. Are you from Pittsburgh? How did you end up in California?
I'm not. Actually, I was born and raised in Southern California. Lived here my whole life. But I wanted to kind of break out of my comfort zone. And I was presented the opportunity to go to Carnegie Mellon. I applied and I got accepted. So I was like, you know what? Let's do this. Let's try something new. It was nice experiencing four seasons. I liked having fall.
Did you?
I did. And having snow. It was nice the first week, and then it kind of got old and just frustrating because you're just, you know, in home. It's so cold outside, but it's beautiful. And, it was a wonderful experience.
Yeah, I grew up in the Midwest. 4 years of winter is plenty. It's plenty. You get an idea of what it is and then get back to California.
We're in the Midwest.
My family is actually in South Dakota.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever heard of South Dakota?
Yes, I remember learning about the state.
I know. Right below North Dakota, right?
Exactly. And then I spent a lot of time in Minnesota, a little bit of time in Wisconsin as well. For a long time. Long time I lived in the Midwest. What did you study there, Amy?
I studied ethics, history, and public policy.
Did you really?
Yes. Yeah. Neat major.
What are you going to do with that?
That's what everyone asked me. And so you can see me, you know, I was able to take so many wonderful courses, meet a lot of wonderful professors. But straight out of college, I really didn't know. I didn't have a lot of direction. I just knew that I wanted to do this meaningful work. And I wanted to kind of figure out what I wanted to do in terms of my career. And so that's how I stumbled across AmeriCorps. Yes.
Oh, did you go to AmeriCorps?
I did AmeriCorps. And for those of you who aren't familiar with AmeriCorps, it's a network of local, state, and national social programs that give people the opportunity to work at nonprofits and public agencies that address the needs of communities. And so I had applied to the AmeriCorps program, specifically the Volunteer Infrastructure Project program. And Western Youth Services at that time was looking for an AmeriCorps fellow who can help build their volunteer program. And so I applied, got accepted, and the rest is history.
Really? So you came to Western Youth Services through AmeriCorps?
That's correct.
But are you currently part of AmeriCorps?
I'm not. So I was an AmeriCorps fellow, and I've completed my 1 year of service, and then I got hired by Western Youth Services.
Man, that's what you're hoping for, right?
Exactly.
And we're so lucky to have her.
Yay.
All right.
I'm so happy to be here.
That's Amy Chi you've been listening to. She's the current volunteer coordinator for Western Youth Services into future congressional representative. Ethics and public policy. Senator Chi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Danya, how did you end up at Western Youth Services?
So similar to Amy, you know, as you know, when I graduated in 2011, I also came here. A friend of mine really recommended this place. She loved working here. And I came on to be an admin for this program that we have right now, Outreach and Engagement. My major is actually business. So
really?
Business entrepreneurship as a you know, like Amy said, she didn't know. I had a whole plan. I was like, I'm going to be an entrepreneur. I'm going to do this, be part of corporate America. And, you know, I came here in 2011, had the opportunity to be part of corporate America. So I left, but stayed on as a volunteer because I believe so much in this outreach and engagement program. I loved it since the first moment I was introduced
to it. So were you
it.
Working in business?
Yes. I did HR management. I did taxes, corporate taxes.
You did?
Yeah. I did a lot of stuff in the couple of years I was away. And, you know, it's so different. And it just wasn't rewarding. It's a different ballgame out there in the corporate world, and it really is just like survival of the fittest, cutthroat. And
I would just say a business manager who's now essentially a social worker, you have strayed off the reservation quite a bit here.
Yes, I did. But, you know, and it was funny because I always stayed with Western Youth, and I dedicated my Saturdays to them to do Saturday schools at Century High School. It was a school we used to work with in Santa Ana. So I would go there on Saturdays and, you know, provide workshops to these high school kids that, you know, were troubled and, you know, just confused and stuff like that. So I tried my best, you know, and I really enjoyed it. I mean, I loved it, but I was miserable at my other jobs. And then one day, you know, it just clicked. Like, why don't I just get paid to do what I love as opposed to being miserable in my other job?
I would just say, you know, what I really like about that, Danya, is, you know, you hear this all the time, right, in nonprofits, is that private-public partnership, right?
Definitely, yeah.
Because nonprofits are always looking, you know, for what business brings to the table. Mm-hmm. And it's not just, you know, money and those kinds of things. You know, there's a way, you know, there's a thinking, you know, there's a culture.
Definitely.
That strengthens nonprofits. And and so I love it when people from the corporate world enter into the nonprofit. Frankly, I think it makes nonprofits a lot stronger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, it's awesome. It's helped me a lot in this career. I mean, I don't regret a day of the business world. I love it. It helps. You know, everything is a business. You know, Western Youth Services is a business. It's a nonprofit, but in the end, it's a business. So it helps out a lot, and, you know, it's made me love the social work, and, you know, so now I'm looking to pursue, you know, my master's degree in that, and so we'll see where it goes from there.
You're going to get an MSW now?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the end game for me, hopefully.
Really?
Yeah.
That'll be the ruin of you right there. No. I work with all kinds of MSWs. Yeah. I'm just saying, if you're on your way to an MSW, you've made a decision.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
You're going to be working with people.
Yes.
That's
she's
right.
Gonna be great at it.
Essentially, this is Amy, your first job out of college.
That's correct.
Yeah? Hey, where did you go to school, by the way, Danya?
Cal State Fullerton.
Oh, you did?
Heights.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Local girl. I've always been in Southern Cali.
All right. Can I ask, where do you guys live in Orange County?
I'm in Anaheim.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
And I actually live in LA County in La Mirada. It's right on the border of LA and Orange County.
What? Where's that?
Yeah, it's a small town.
It really is border. It's like on the 5, right?
It is.
La Mirada?
La Mirada, yeah. Yes.
Never even heard of it.
Yeah, it's right next to Fullerton.
How far do you drive to work?
26 miles.
Oh.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like a lot.
That's, you know,
until you're on the 5, right?
Until you're on the 5.
Until you're on the 5.
And then it seems like a lot. Do you get to come down to Laguna Beach ever? You ever been to Laguna Beach?
Yeah, now I do, because now I'm based out of Mission Viejo, and so this program focuses on South County, so I'm in South County all the time, where before I was just North County.
Right.
And I love it. So beautiful over here.
Nice to come down to the beach, right?
Yes, it's beautiful.
Do you ever get to come down to Laguna Beach, Amy?
Not very often, but I want to. It's beautiful here. I mean, just driving here, just the view was phenomenal.
Yeah. We're having a parade today.
I heard. I saw.
You can stick around for the parade if you want.
Yay.
Yeah.
All right. I want to, Danya, I want to talk specifically about what you do as the lead outreach and engagement specialist, because I know Western Youth Services has, it's not new, but it's kind of like a focus now in Southern Orange County in doing this kind of stuff. So I want to talk about that specifically.
Definitely.
All right. Can we take a quick music break?
Yeah, let's
all right, let's
do that.
Take another break. When we get back, we'll talk more with Danya Lizalde, Amy Chi from Western Youth Services, here on The Friendship Show, KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Welcome back to The Friendship Show. You're listening to KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. My name is Mark Miller. I've been your host this morning. And I've been talking with Danya Lizalde, Amy Chi from Western Youth Services. Whenever you call them, they'll be there. That's their motto. That's how they roll. over there at Western Youth Services. Dania, your specific role at in the organization is lead outreach and engagement specialist. Yeah. Is that a new role? Is that something new?
Yeah, actually, it was just created last year. So as this program expanded, you know, they needed the director needed additional help. So in getting all these connections and just getting us started, getting us known and everything. So aside from providing the actual direct service, I assist our director, Cynthia Glasgow, and whatever she needs and being able to help her, you know, connect with different agencies and just making sure we can spread the word of, you know, outreach and engagement and get into those agencies to provide our services.
So you provide direct services. Mm-hmm. But to me, and I don't know, maybe I'm thinking about this wrong. To me, when you say that you're doing outreach and engagement, you're not sitting and waiting for someone to walk through the door of a clinic. You're out looking for people, yeah?
Yes, mobile, 100% mobile office in my car. Yeah, that's, you know, I'm constantly on the go. You know, the four main components of our services is case management, support groups, workshops, and referral linkage. So for case management, like I mentioned earlier, it's kind of like our mentorship life coach type of service. And again, it's all ages. So just, you know, to give you guys an example, if you're, you know, if I have an 18-year-old who's graduating high school, is not sure of what to do, you know, with their life, or, you know, or if I have a 25-year-old who just recently, you know, is struggling with finding work or something like that, or has social emotional issues going on, we can come in and help them. You know, it's very hands-on. So I can meet you at your house, at the park, at Starbucks. We can go together and apply to places, and or go to the college and ask the questions that, you know, you're scared to ask alone. And it's a really awesome program.
So if I'm 17, 18, 19 years old and I'm trying to get into college and I don't know how to go about doing that, I can call you and you'll help
me? Yes, definitely. We will help you guide them through the whole process, through the scary process. So, and just, you know, it helps too, you know, and like I said, and it's all ages. So, you know, same thing with moms, you know, or, if, you know, parents, if they're struggling, you know, with their kiddos, they want to learn a little more parenting skills. That's also, a, you know, call for case management.
What do you charge for that?
Nothing. It is free.
Get out.
Yes. All of our services are free. And the requirements basically is that you live in Orange County and you have the need and you're willing to participate. We don't ask for social securities. We don't ask for insurances. It's just that you have that need and you're willing to, you know, start working at your goals that you have.
So you'll work with someone one-on-one.
Yes.
If I call you and say, I'm having this problem in my life, mm-hmm. and I need some coaching. Because case management is really kind of coaching, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And I feel like I need some coaching to get this accomplished. Mm-hmm. You'll come and be my coach for free?
Yes. Totally be here for free.
How do you do that?
It's, you know, it's through...
What kind of business model is that?
Right? Well, we're lucky that they have these taxes out there because through taxes is where we're getting our money. It's the Mental Health Service Act. So it's Prop 63 that funds our program.
It is.
So it's, you know, that's where we're getting our money from. And, you know, county's giving this to us to be able to give this to the communities for free.
All right. What else do you do besides case management?
So we have our support groups, which is, you know, two or more individuals, similar needs. And same thing. We meet with them once a week. It's kind of an expansion of the case management, but it's with more than one person.
And so what do you do in a support group?
So, it could be anything. It could be like, for example, I've worked with individuals who have anger management, so helping them cope, you know, better coping skills with anger. I've had also social skills, kiddos, you know, with the younger kiddos, teaching them, you know, how to socialize appropriately, boundaries, you know, things like that. So it really varies.
Would you do like 12-step group? Like if I had a group of people who were, let's say I had a group of people who were dual diagnosed, had mental health mm-hmm. issues mm-hmm. as well as substance abuse issues, and they needed to get together and talk mm-hmm. about how that works for them. Mm-hmm. Would you have a support group like that?
We don't directly, but through our partners, Mission Hospital, JFFS, which is Jewish Family Federation Services, as well as OCAPICA, they are the Orange County Asian Pacific Islander Community Alliance. Just through that great...
I can never say that right.
I know. That's what we were talking about earlier. I'm like, oh, I nailed it, though. So through our partners, you know, we are able to find that connection. So it would, that something like that would probably be more with Mission Hospital.
Okay. So but if you don't specifically have it, mm-hmm. you'll find someone who has it.
Yes, definitely.
Will you come to our halfway house and do that, or then will I come to you instead?
No, same thing. So even if it's through us or our partners as well would then be able to, you know, go into the home. Worst case scenario, let's say if something like that isn't available at home, if transportation is the barrier, we have bus passes that we can provide individuals so they can get to the places they need to be at. So we really try to eliminate all barriers for them to get the service.
Let me say, it's possible that you would go through Mission Hospital or some other organization and say, I need a support group. I have something very specific in mind that I'll talk to you about later, but
okay.
I need a support group at this location, and it's not something that we would do, mm-hmm. so I need to know who's going to do that. And mm-hmm. Mission Hospital would get up and go do it?
Yes.
Like, you can get Mission Hospital up and out of their offices?
Yeah, well, to a certain extent, you know, with the little piece that we have through this partnership, yes, we would be able to figure something out, definitely.
Wow. My gosh, I lost my headphones for a second.
Oh, no.
Here, I'll get them back on. What's startling about that is that, you know, when you're on air and all of a sudden you can't hear anything, I thought there had been some sort of hostile takeover. All right. So support groups, what else do you have on your list?
We have workshops. Those are one-time educational presentations, different topics, you know, budgeting. Again, it could be in anger management, just one-time educational workshop. Another popular one is healthy relationships, social media, how to be safe with it. I mean, the list goes on and on. And, you know, we do those. Again, it could be like at a Boys and Girls Club. It could be, you know, at a school. It could be at your home even. It's super flexible program.
So come in one time and put together some sort of presentation to
yes.
get people information, raise mm-hmm. awareness.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Anything else on your list? What else are you doing?
Just one more thing is just the referral and linkage. So just in case, if let's say all you want is a simple place to call to get, you know, to get, where can I call just to get a job? Where do you recommend me? If all you want is that one referral, we also can do that as well. You're not pressured into, you know, being a part of the case management or any of the other services, and that's where the referral linkage comes in.
Really? But you'll hunt down a really good referral?
Yes. Our intake specialist is amazing at that. She's great at finding, you know, the different resources out there, linking them, you know, getting them to the appropriate location. So definitely something we can do as well.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And I may have mentioned at the top of the show that I moonlight during the week for an organization called Friendship Shelter. Mm-hmm. We work with homeless people, specifically in Southern Orange County. And mm-hmm. I could probably keep you guys busy for 30, 40 hours a week.
Please do. It's okay. We have Amy to find us the manpower for that. So
That's awesome. So when you do those kinds of things, are those clinicians, staff that are doing that, Amy, or do you have volunteers who do this sort of thing?
We have volunteers who are working in tandem with the staff members. Mm-hmm. And like I said before, they're a crucial and integral part of the agency. We have volunteers who are doing everything from case management to support groups to workshops. They're interpreting for our clients, families, and physicians. They're also providing administrative support. And so they do so much, and they're so important to us, but we don't take them for granted. We greatly appreciate the time, the skills, and experience that they bring to our agency. And as a result, we definitely do our best to try to create a meaningful experience for them where, you know, where they're working in an environment where they're not only just doing fulfilling work, but are being also recognized and appreciated for the work that they do.
Right, and if you're lucky, mm-hmm. one of your Saturday morning volunteers will become your lead outreach engagement
right,
specialist
yeah.
eventually.
Yeah, and Danya is just wonderful. She's phenomenal at working with volunteers.
How many volunteers do you work with, Amy?
Well, so we have a lot of different kinds of volunteers. So we have clinical student externs, and they are grad students.
Come on. You have what? Clinical externs?
Yes.
Ooh, you made that term up.
But basically what they're doing is, so we have about, I would say, 60 to 70 every year. And then so we recruit them from universities, and these students are seeking practicum positions
right.
and trying to get hours for their MFTs or MSWs, their master's in, Danya, help me with this, social work
or marriage family therapy.
Right.
Yes,
exactly.
whatever certificate they're trying to get, right?
Exactly.
We do the same thing at Friendship Shelter, is mm-hmm. we always have, you know, a few clinical interns uh-huh. Who are working with the organization who are either fulfilling their internship as part of their degree requirement
mm-hmm.
or are collecting their hours. For people who don't who may not be aware, just because you get a degree in therapy doesn't mean that you finish that degree and then you get to go start therapizing people. You have to,
exactly.
They want you to practice a little bit, and they want you to practice under the supervision of someone who has years of experience in the field.
Yeah, exactly. And the awesome part is that in outreach and engagement, we're able to take bachelor-level students because we are being supervised by licensed clinical social workers and MFTs. So that allows us to be able to train them really well to be able to provide these services as well.
And they like it, right? I mean, they love it.
Yes.
You know, because the last thing you want, I would say, you know, as someone who's, you know, in college and trying to figure out, you know, where you fit in the professional field, the last thing you want is to be stuck behind a desk licking envelopes, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Like Amy said, we do our best to make it meaningful. And so far, the volunteers that started with us at the beginning of the program last year, they're still with us. I mean, their semester was over in December, and they stayed on because they really do love work, being here with us.
Right. Okay. So in addition to the grad student volunteers, we have undergrad volunteers as well. And we have at least 20 to 30 given like every semester, and they help us with so many different needs.
Mm-hmm. That's what I used to, because I, you know, when we were sort of chatting over the phone before the interview, I used to be a volunteer coordinator.
Right.
And that's what I used to say, and I can't remember how I used to say it, but it was like, you know, volunteers are integrated at every level of the organization. Mm-hmm. They're in administration, they're in programs, you know, they're in facility, they're everywhere. Mm-hmm. And we call them volunteer staff because they're part of our staff, and we're just lucky and thankful that they do it because they really enjoy it and love it. And not because they're asking for a paycheck at the end of the week.
Exactly. And we're able just to, you know, to reach out and touch that many more lives. You know, without them, you know, it's reduced by that much. So, and I do just want to mention, though, if didn't mention earlier, if you are interested in receiving services with outreach and engagement, there's two phone numbers that you can call. It's a toll-free number. It's 1-844-244-0048. So I'll say it one more time, 1-844-244-0048, as well as the OC Links. And that's simply 855 OC Links.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. So people can get you at OC Links as well?
Yes, definitely.
Go to OC Links and ask for Western Youth Services.
Yeah, for outreach and engagement, and they'll definitely connect you to us.
All right. Amy, if people want to volunteer, be part of this huge volunteer force that you've put together, how do they find you?
Yes, so they can find me at www.westernyouthservices.org, which is our website. Click on Contact Us and then get involved and then click on Volunteering. My name will appear. The volunteer application form will be there. So please don't hesitate to email me. And then you can always call me at our corporate office number at 949-855-1556. That's 949-855-1556.
Awesome. As always happens on this show, ladies, we run out of time. Before we run out of things to talk about, I'd love to talk with you more.
We'd love to too.
Maybe we could maybe you could come back in the future.
We'd love that.
We'd love it. Thank you so much.
After, you know, well, let's come up with some fantastic partnership with Western Youth Services and Friendship Shelter, and then we can.
Yes, let's do that.
We can come back and we can talk about what it is that we're working on, and maybe we'll get Cynthia Glasgow to.
Yes, let's try and get Cynthia out here.
To come on the show. Does she ever do this sort of thing?
I'm not sure. I don't know. It'd be awesome.
She bailed on this, didn't she?
So we will see. I'm sure she'll come next time.
She will.
She'll be here.
What's Cynthia's position over there? She's the one who heads this all up over there, right?
Yeah, she's you know, she's
the dynamo
woman
that makes
she
it all go, right?
Yeah, definitely. She's our clinical, I believe, assistant director or something like
assistant
that.
Clinical director.
Yeah, assistant clinical director. So she handles this program and I think three others. So, really? Yeah, a lot on her plate.
All right, that's all we have time for today. You've been listening to The Friendship Show here on KX93.5. My name is Mark Miller. Our guests this morning have been Danielle Lizalde, Amy Chi, from that great organization called Western Youth Services. We'll be back next week at 9 o'clock. We'll see you all at the Patriots Day Parade in 1 hour.
Thank you for tuning in to The Friendship Show. Join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. for a full hour of real issues, stimulating discussion, and the chance to visit with old and new friends right here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM.